Pod 91 is ready for the Sunshine Coast Lightning hitting the court. Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the
thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder. All right, well, big game for the Sunshine Coast Ooh. Lightning on Saturday night up against the Adelaide Thunderbirds.
Yes, and her birth name is Stephanie Wood, but we know her here as Stephanie Wood. Good morning, Stephanie Wood.
Good morning.
How are you, Rockstar?
Could at least go on with...
I'm disappointed you're not calling me Steffi Wood.
Yeah.
Well, we like to mix it up. You know,
okay.
And the new one now, the new call at the game is Steffi Would, Could, and Did.
Love it.
That's our. That
was it's better than mine, Steph, which is Stiffy Would.
Yeah. Oh, she gets a bit Kiwi.
That brings back my high school days.
Yeah. Oh,
Stiffy Would.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah.
Hey, Steph, big game on Saturday night. It was a bruising encounter with the Thunderbirds and a lot of time on the timber for the girls, but I actually think it was a cracking game. I know we didn't get the result that we actually wanted, but I think across the court we saw massive growth in the side, in particular defensively. Shimo, I reckon, was MVP, had an absolute cracking match, which is so great to see on the back of what was a pretty crappy week in terms of the media and the spin around her conduct against the Giants.
Swiss.
Yeah, how she's handled herself over the past like 2 weeks has been actually incredible. Have a lot of respect
so good.
For her. Yeah, our defense end was brilliant.
And Tara,
the weekend, yeah, Tara pulling in balls, and then the work Mahalia was doing out the front was incredible. And then we knew when we came into that game, like Thunderbirds have the best defensive record actually in the comp. They don't let many goals in, so low scoring match. Their games always seem to be. Disappointed we didn't get the loss, but there's still plenty of netball this year.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And we were just talking about this off-air, the fact that you guys are on the bottom of the ladder, but you're only one win away from being in the top four.
Yeah,
so,
in finals contention.
There's so much movement after each round, which keeps the competition pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. It does, because there's like this... I think this season's been really unpredictable so far, because the Magpies, who were like on the bottom of the ladder by far last year, have really sort of come in leaps and bounds, and they were, what, 1 point behind the top of the ladder, which is the Fever, and quite a hard side to beat. I am just gobsmacked by the level of netball this year and how close it all is, and how encouraging is that, though, even though, yes, you guys are on the bottom of the ladder, mainly to do with the for and against, but you're only one win away from that top four, which is just incredible.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I think when you can have a few losses in a row and you are sitting on the bottom of the ladder, you can probably think the worst. But we were on the bottom of the ladder not that long ago and then knocked off the Vixens. So,
yeah,
it's great. You know your season's not done. It's just about getting those wins, like back-to-back wins, and build towards the end of the season and into
you guys
finals,
are good at that.
Which we will be in there. We will be there.
Absolutely, you will.
Yeah, yeah. The Fever is coming up. It's been a bit of a hoodoo side for us in the past, except in 2018 when we pantsed them in Perth. Oh, that was so good. But let's just think about this for a second. Janelle Fowler, Cara Cone, great player. She's no Janelle Fowler, according to Kath Cox.
I still love that.
Oh, God, that burns. Oh. But such a knob. But when it comes down to it, what sort of strategy do we approach against this side? Because... it's such a mental game, isn't it? Especially when we're going into a week, we're looking at what we're doing in our headspace. Physically, everyone's fantastic. Kaz is looking back sharp again after a COVID spell. What are your thoughts on this in the headspace of everybody going into against the Fever?
Today we will finish our video and you kind of put everything to bed from the last game, and then it's moving straight forward to the Fever. Mm. I think, you know, you're not going to turn over a lot of ball against them. It's quite hard. They've got Neil Fowler at the end, but you kind of got to turn the ball over before. So it's to work out the front from everyone up the court to stop it or put as much pressure on and make them make unforced errors, which they can do. And then just in our defense, attack end, it's just keep the ball flat out of Courtney's playground. We'll be okay. And we proved that last year when we went over to Perth. I think we were written off pretty early because they were a hoodoo side. And we ended up, I think, knocking them off by like 12.
Yep.
So just by playing that game. So I think there's a lot of confidence in that. There's a lot of us that have been there last year doing that. So
Yeah, you guys will be fine.
Yeah,
boys, five. Yeah, absolutely. And I feel it. I feel it. No one likes the Fever anyway. So as soon as you beat them, everyone's like, yes, or the Lightning.
Just get Shimo just to drop an elbow. Yeah. I reckon a little corky, a cork thigh. Janelle could do with a little cork in the thigh. Bob, take that. Right there. Just to slow it down a bit. Just a suggestion.
Steffi, we're running out of time, but thank you so much for joining us today.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
See you, legend.
We might wrap it up there. Good luck ahead of the Fever this weekend.
Go, Lightning.